Message number 193. The truth is usually treated with extreme caution and outright dismissal. Thursday, September 15, 2011 at 23:50. My dearly beloved daughter, you are now witnessing more details of the pain I suffered during my crucifixion. Abandonment. Rejection. Isolation. Dismissal by the mocking wave of the hands of authority, and especially from devout followers of mine. Even my own apostles rejected me at my time of need. So you must not be surprised that this is happening to you too. You were also shown tonight a vision of me standing before my executioners, to whom I had to listen when their vile lies condemned me and the truth of my teachings. So too will you and my followers be treated at the hands of those who cannot accept the truth or who find it distasteful. The truth, my daughter, is usually treated with extreme caution, outright dismissal, and considered blasphemous at times. Never fear, for the words I give you are nothing but the truth. You must never be afraid to publish what I give you. Why would I give you untruths? Why would I try to undermine these messages by allowing an untruth to enter them at any time? For this would be contrary to my Father's will. Even Satan will not be allowed to interfere with these messages, no matter how hard he tries. As these messages become more intense, they will become the subject of much debate and ridicule. Yet many will be drawn to them, because beneath it all they will not fail to be moved by the Holy Spirit which moves their souls. In time they, my children, will thank me for helping them plow through the disarray of thorny brambles which will block them from reaching the gates to paradise, because without my guidance now at this time they would be lost. They would not find the strength to be taken safely through the gates of the new paradise, the new era of peace on earth which awaits all those who obey me and my teachings. Your beloved Savior and Teacher, Jesus Christ.